Sparkle Awesome.
And I'm Charlie Credible.
And this is Nature Watch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nature Watch, the podcast where we tell you about the animals and birds that are around our town, mostly in our backyard and in our feeder, and mostly about birds. Today is the feeder bird episode, where we're going to talk about the four usual birds that like to hang around our feeders. And we're excited because one of the birds has just come back from the winter, because it's spring.
Yes.
And this was what a normal podcast episode will look like when we're not going on field trips or having special guests. And at the end of this episode, I have a special announcement to make.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exciting.
Yeah.
The weather outside is pretty nice today, and like I already said, it's spring. So, the sky is blue with a bit of clouds, except I think there's some stormy clouds behind us. And I think it's a pretty good temperature.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of degrees high.
It's 27 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
Or 28 degrees.
Wow, that's really warm. But anyway, the habitat in our yard is pretty good for birds. Right, Charlie?
Yes. Our backyard's reasonably open. It's nice and grassy. Got plenty of trees. We even dedicated two trees to birds. We call them the bird feeder trees, or just the feeder trees. And if you look on their front cover, you will see all of our bird feeders.
Yep, so if there's ever a time when we're saying, oh, there's a bird at this feeder, you can say, I wonder what feeder that is, and you can go on the front cover and look.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's time for today's first feeder update. It's pretty clear so far.
Yeah.
Oh, seagull.
Oh. Okay, why does the seagull live by the sea?
I don't know.
Because if it lived by the bay, it would be a bagel.
Oh, goodness. Still pretty clear.
There's a hummingbird right in front of our window.
Oh.
That's cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, there's a nuthatch at our suet block. Suet is... it's a block of protein used for birds, which is in a green cage, so the birds grip onto the green cage with their feet and eat it. And you can look on the front cover to see what that looks like. And you can get some yourself. And just so you know, most birds really like sunflower seeds. So if you're saying, why don't the birds come to my feeder? I'd recommend sunflower seeds. They work well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's pretty clear for now. We're gonna have another update soon. Hopefully some birds will come. And if we see any other cool things while we're doing other things, we'll tell you.
Yep.
Now it's time for today's first feature bird. The flicker. Charlie, this is a great bird, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The flicker likes to come in our yard and eat our ants. Charlie, can you show us the sound of a flicker?
Yes, I can.
Whoa. That was the flicker, and or jackhammer.
Yeah.
It sounded like a jackhammer.
Yes, it really did. Wonder where that thing was taken. Probably by some construction site, maybe.
No, we're joking. It was actually the flicker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can we have some flicker facts, Charlie?
Yes, we can.
There goes my microphone.
Flicker facts. Number one, did you know that the flicker is actually a member of the woodpecker family?
Cool.
Yeah. Number two, flickers always migrate to the same place every year, sometimes even the same tree. So that must mean they have great memory.
Yeah.
Number three, flicker description. Pale brown spotted French, with a gray red head and a long beak. Number 4, habitat. Flickers like open woodlands, forest edges, farms, suburban lawns, and gardens.
Suburban lawns is like your backyard. So if you have a big backyard with trees, it's like a yard in a neighborhood. So not an apartment balcony. That's no.
No. And number 5, last but not least, the flicker's diet. They like insects, highlighting ants.
Yeah, they come to our yard and eat our ants, but they haven't solved the ant problem because we only have one flicker.
Yeah, but at least it's doing a job.
Yeah.
They also like seeds, grains, and berries. And that was the flicker.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
Now, time for bird feature number 2. The nuthatch. The nuthatch is a very pretty bird. It is actually my favorite bird. And it likes to come to our suet blocks. Can you play the nuthatch sound, Charlie?
Yes, I can. If you listen closely there, you could hear the other nuthatch answering that one. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, now for nuthatch facts. The nuthatch is a similar looking to a chickadee. It has a blue-black back, and it has a reddish stomach. Oh, by the way, this is the red-breasted nuthatch.
Oh, yes. It's kind of important.
So, the nuthatch is similar looking to a chickadee. It has a blue-black back, and it has a red stomach. It has black and white stripes on its head, and it looks very aerodynamic. So, like, it looks like a chickadee, but you can tell it's not because it looks like a little... If a paper airplane were a bird.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it.
Yeah. You can always look up this picture if we're being confusing.
Yes.
Females have a paler red color. Did you know they can go down trees head first?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
They like to eat conifer seeds in the winter and insects in warm weather when there's bugs out. In our yard, they really like the suet blocks at our feeders. Which once again, the suet block, it's this square thing in a green container and it looks pretty dull. But believe me, the nuthatches love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's got something to grip onto. For them to grip onto, so it's like they're on a tree.
Yeah. They will nest in old woodpecker holes. They will also make their own nest out of grass, bark, fibers, and moss. And these birds like conifer forests.
Cool.
Which we have a foresty sort of area by our yard that's conifers. By the way, conifers are trees with needles on them.
Yes.
And so, yeah, the nuthatches like to come around here. Oh, there's a chickadee.
Oh, yep.
At our feeder. Okay, that was bird feature, the nuthatch.
Thank you, Sparkle.
You're very welcome. Now, feeder update 2. Oh, something just flew into the tree. Oh, it's a nuthatch. There's a nuthatch in the tree. It's not at the feeder.
It's just in the tree.
I can hear it. It's
me
making
too.
The sound.
Yeah.
Oh, it's at the suet block. Oh, and there's a chickadee eating some sunflower seeds.
From the long cylinder feeder.
Yeah. By the way, if you're looking to get birds in your yard, I'd recommend sunflower seeds. They gobble them down in like a matter of like a week. So if you're having trouble getting birds to your feeder, I'd recommend sunflower seeds.
You already said that, I believe.
Oh, whatever. On the nuthatch, she's at the... Oh, it flew away. It was at the suet block.
Yes. Oh, there's a... Oh, that's cool. It's a pileated woodpecker at the feeders. Like, not actually at the feeders, just...
But like, eating bark off the trees. I mean, like, eating the bugs in the bark.
Yeah. Oh, two chickadees also just came by. That's so cool. It's really a woodpecker.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, what is green and pecks on trees?
I don't know.
A pileated wood pickle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Don't see anything else. There was a flicker earlier before we started this, like right before we started this, and then it had to leave once we started this. Oh, there's a... Yep, that's a black-capped chickadee.
Which are the most common ones at our house.
Which is what we're going to do another feature on later.
Yes.
It looks pretty clear. Do you think we can do our big bird question?
Sure.
What is today's big bird question, Charlie?
Today's big bird question is, why are male birds more colorful than females?
Can you tell us some information on that?
Of course. The male uses his colorful feathers to attract the attention for females. Females need to blend into the surroundings for nesting.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yes.
That is very cool. So, bird feature number 3. The junco. The junco is one of the most common birds. The juncos in our yard, they like to go on the ground and peck at the things that the squirrel and other birds have dropped. So they're pretty common, but believe me, they're still a bird and they're still cool.
Yes.
So, the sound please. And we're just gonna play one more. That was the chickadee.
No, that was the junco.
Whoopsies, I always get those two mixed up.
Don't blame you.
Hey Charlie.
Yeah?
Can you tell us more about the junco, please?
Yeah, for sure. Junco fact number 1. They have a black head.
Yes.
I don't remember most. They have a black head and most of their body's also white. They have an orange tinged beak with white. The remains of its body is mostly white.
Like under its stomach?
Yeah. And they have a gray, and their wings and tail are gray.
Cool.
Number 2. They like to eat insects, seeds, grains, and nuts.
And also, sunflower seeds.
Yeah, sunflower seeds are seed.
Oh.
Yeah, so things get a little mixed up sometimes. Number 3, habitat. They like to live on the forest floor and, as you should probably know, yard feeders.
Hey, you know what's funny?
What?
They always go on the, on our lawn, on the floor, at our feeders.
Oh, goodness. Oh, gosh. Number 4, did you know that a junco is actually a sparrow?
I actually did not know that.
Neither did I until I read it. And number 5. Their size is smaller.
Yeah, so if you think of a robin, smaller than a robin.
Yeah, one time smaller.
No,
than a robin.
Smaller than that.
Oh, yeah. And that was the junco.
Time for bird feature number 4, the last. Probably one of my most favorite bird sounds. We're gonna play 2, which is the chickadee-dee-dee-dee-dee sound, and then my favorite sound. The chickadees like to come to our feeders, grab sunflower seeds, then fly off and eat them somewhere else or store them. The chickadee sound, please. My favorite sound.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Now for the other one. So we're trying to find the right. There we go. The sacred call of the chickadee.
There's a billion.
Yeah, we were trying to find the right one. But our favorite one, and probably the most common one that you hear, is wee-woo, that one.
Or chickadee-dee-dee-dee-dee. That's how they got their name, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Now, more about chickadees. You probably already know what they look like. They have a black and white head. They're called the black-capped, the ones we have around here, it's a black-capped chickadee, because their entire top of their head is black, and then they've got white and black along the sides. They have a gray-black back, and their under tummy is white with the slightest, tiniest little bit of red. And unlike the nuthatch, I say they're chubby.
Yes, they're very cute and fluffy looking.
In the wintertime, they store food like squirrels.
Wow.
They like to stash their food away for later rations. And they like open woodlands, forest edges, thickets, and forested towns.
I did not know that they store their food.
Yeah, I know, right? They like mostly sunflower seeds. Like, the only thing I've seen them eat is sunflower seeds. But when they're not around a feeder, they also eat grains, berries, and insects. These birds are very acrobatic. They hang upside down to look for insects to look under leaves on trees.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And they
that.
Do other stuff too, like hop and jump and... Yeah, they're pretty acrobatic. That was the chickadee.
Thank you, Sparkle.
You're welcome. Now it's time for today's special program. Today it's a poem. Last week it was four facts for feathers, but today it's a poem.
No, last week is four fun facts for feathers.
Okay. An eagle stole my hat. One day I was walking in a stinky, smelly bog. Wearing my favorite hat, I sat down on a log. Then one eagle came and swooped my hat away. I said, give it back. He said, no, it's mine to stay. Me? Well, why would you need it anyway? He said, I am so bald, and there is the sun. I need a hat so I don't get burned. It's in Bald Eagles 101.
Ha! I love that.
Yeah. Warning, if you come across a bald eagle who has a sunbird head, he can be very, very cranky.
Oh, yes.
Now, that was our episode. But before we go, it's time for my special announcement.
That I have not heard of yet.
So, have you ever seen a bird and you're just like, what the heck is that? And you can't really identify it? Or if you've heard a bird noise and you're just like, I don't know what that is, it sort of sounds familiar, or I don't even know what the heck this is. You can describe it to us in the comments or voicemail, and we can do our best to identify your bird for you. We will send you pictures or we'll just tell you what it is. And it may or may not be right. We're still beginners to this.
Yes. Oh, and one more thing. For our daily or weekly questions, we will also take your input for them.
Like, if you have any questions about birds, we will answer them for you.
Yes, we will.
Thank you for watching. I'm Sparkle Awesome.
And I'm Charlie Credible.
And this was Nature Watch.
Thank you for
watching.